Just a wonderful shot from Mark Allen. Mark Allen plays his second shot, and that's a beauty as well.
Marco Allen.
Oh, terrific shot from Mark Allen.
Mark Allen couldn't have pitched it any closer to the edge of the green. A beautiful shot, super round of golf. Very mature performance. He does finish well.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB. I've just crashed.
Oh, jingos.
On Hungry for Sport, time to step onto the 18th green with the People's Champion, Mark Allen. For Shricks on Golf, try the new Z-Star Performance Guarantee today.
So say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Say Geronimo. Of course, that's the great Mark Allen, who would be over the moon with the mighty Pies on the weekend. G'day, Mark.
G'day, KB. Yeah, good effort by the Pies.
Fantastic.
It was a very good effort by the Collingwood. I'll tell you what, it wasn't such a good effort by Jason Day, though. I'm concerned. I'm concerned with what I'm seeing on the television a million miles away, not knowing the full story.
Well, he was 19 under, couldn't win the tournament. 22 under was Justin Rose. What concerns you?
No, he just hits the ball too hard, KB.
Too hard?
You know, with the driver, and you'll hear this all the time, and it's one of the truest things you'll ever hear professional golfers say, at the top level anyway. You don't have to hit the ball at 100% all the time. Jason Day, when he gets that driver in his hands, he tries to hit the ball so bloody hard, you know, you can almost see the shaft bouncing off the back of his neck, off his back. You don't need to do this. You look back in history, the very, very, very best, and not too many of the best players, in fact, none of the best players in the history of the game had the shaft bouncing off their back because you're hitting it so hard. The guy doesn't need to.
But everyone these days wants to go for length, don't they? Because they want to destroy these courses by getting that far down the fairway.
Yeah, I know. It's the funny thing is, though, KB, even with the pros, and you'll hear, you know, every once in a while you'll hear an amateur say, wow, that one went forever and I didn't even try to hit it very hard. It happens for the pros as well. I mean, quite often, you know, I think back to my playing days and, you know, the conversation is exactly the same as Weekend Warriors. You know, pros surprise themselves how far the ball will go just from the, I guess, the validation of a correct hit. You know, you hit the ball right in the centre of the golf club and it goes an awful long way if the clubs come from the right direction. And that's what I think some of the better players should be looking at. You watch Justin Rose. Now, Justin Rose, he's won the tournament, shot a very low day round on the last day, shot 66. Hit his wedges nice and close. That's the key. You got to hit your wedges close.
But
Jason, when you see him drive the golf ball, he's in full control. It looks like he's going at the board 80%, maybe 85% when he needs to.
But Jason Day recently changed his golf clubs because he felt he was hitting the ball a bit too high. So obviously going for length has been in the forefront of his mind because obviously he doesn't want to hit the ball as high because although some people suggest that you can get greater elevation, gives you greater distance, but obviously he feels that by hitting it too high, he wasn't getting the distance that he wanted.
Yeah, well, you're probably right there. I understand that change. But with drivers today, KB, and look, the guy is, he's tour average, I'm looking at it right now, 314 yards. That's his average. You look at the guy who won the tournament, Justin Rose, 293. So he's got Justin Rose covered by 20 steps, 20 steps in front. There is no need to go for extra 2 or 3 yards with this ridiculous effort that he's putting onto it. And, you know, I had a quick look at what he was doing this morning. The drive that he hit on the second hole, par 5, the cut that he took at that shot, I mean, seriously, he knew he was in trouble halfway down, you could tell. And there was another one somewhere on the back nine as well. It's one part of his game. Like I said, I'm a million miles away. But it is one part of his game that I'm watching on TV that I wish he would temper. I don't think you need to hit the ball at 100% so often. I think there is a time for it every once in a while, and I'm talking twice around. Twice around at this level, you need to take 100%, maybe 95% cut at the golf ball, but Jason's doing it too often. He's doing it too often with the driver in his hands, and I think it's going to cost him tournament wins because he was going to win this tournament. God, he hits the ball so well. He's putting well. He's putting beautifully, and his wedge game, you know, if you can hit the ball over 300 yards, if you're a half decent wedge player, then you should be winning once or twice, three times a year.
He's a pretty good player now, though, Justin Rose. I know we interviewed him that time.
Yep.
I think he won the Masters, was it here?
Yep.
He said he'd be back to defend. Didn't come back.
Didn't come back.
But he played so well, of course, in the Masters as well, finishing second. We remember him as a young kid. I think he was only about 17 when he came on the scene as an amateur at the British Open. I think he finished fourth, and I think he chipped in on the last hole. His dad was on his bag back in those days. He's become a pretty complete player now.
Oh, well, I agree with that. He's won a US Open, and he's got the most beautiful swing you've ever seen. And, you know, he tempers his golf game. I mean, he's a lot older than Jason Day. He's probably 10 years older than Jason Day. That's just the ballpark figure I'm doing off the top of my head. But the way that he plays, he looks like he's in control. And the way Jason plays, he looks like a 16-year-old kid trying to impress the, you know, the people he's playing with. I think it's got to stop. And like I said, I think I would love to see Jason swing at 85%. I mean, I don't think he can go from, you know, swinging as hard as he does to right down to 70%. Look, when you watch Justin Rose swing, it looks like, with the driver in his hand, it looks like he's only swinging at 70%. I'd love to see Jason temper it a little bit, particularly when you're trying to win a tournament. You don't have to go at it 100%. But he's hitting at 314 yards, 280 metres, 285 metres. That's how far he's hitting the golf ball. That's far enough. I don't care how long the golf course is. You don't need to go for that extra 10 yards here and there. You know, he's got 14 clubs in the bag, KB. 13 of those clubs hit the ball different distances. You know, once you get the ball on the fairway, it's not like you have to get it so close to hit it. You know, you've got a range of golf clubs in your artillery to actually get the ball close. You don't need to hit the ball that hard. It's 41 undone this week, in my opinion.
Now, another player bobbed up with 8 under in the first round, shot 7 under in the final round. In between, he shot 2 and 3 under. Boo Weekly, who we saw out here at the Masters, and he couldn't actually fire a shot. And I think he played up in the PGA up north as well. Didn't really fire a shot. But every now and then, Boo Weekly seems to bob up.
Oh, yeah. Look, he's one of the premier ball strikers we've got in the world of golf. In the world of golf, I'm just looking now, 85% of the greens he hit this week. Now, you know, this tournament where they're playing, I'm not saying they're the smallest greens in the whole world, but if you hit 85% for the week, I mean, you're an amazing hitter from tee to green. So he always has been, and, you know, if he has a decent week with the putter, and I'm just looking at that now, he's 1.3 putts gained for the week, then you are going to have a big check in your bank come Monday morning. So Boo Weekly, look, he's won, what, two or three times? I know he's won the Colonial, he's won the Heritage at Harbour Town a couple of times. You know, he's a class act, KB. He's a class act, and it's nice to see good people playing well.
When do we see Tiger Woods again?
Well, I think he told Jack that he's going to be playing at Jack's event. So that's all I know. I read that a little while ago. I saw that he has told Jack that he'll be playing at Muirfield. So that's in a lead-up to a US Open. So, you know, next month in May, we've got the Players' Championship, and then the month after, we've got the US Open. So hopefully we see him, you know, before Jack's event, because you'd like to be away and playing reasonably freely at that stage, because, you know, we've seen Tiger for too long now, for too long. In his pre-shot routine, he's practicing some kind of move. You don't want to see that when you're trying to win major championships. You don't win a major championship too often when you've got some kind of a move that you're practicing in your pre-shot routine. I mean, normally speaking, KB, when the best players aren't thinking about too much. They're not thinking about too much. They might have one tiny little thing in their mind that, you know, maybe it's a slow backswing, maybe it's a one-piece takeaway, maybe it's, you know, trying to get the hips and the shoulders to turn away together. Maybe it's just something really simple like that. But when you're messing around with the way your wrists hinge, then you're asking for trouble in the big ones.
Why is he not playing? I mean, after the Masters, Jordan Spieth played the next week. Yep. He was the winner.
Yep.
We've got Justin Rose, runner-up, winning today, of course, the Zurich. I've heard, you know, some of the golfers saying, it might have even been Nick Faldo, saying that, you know, you've got to play week in and week out. You've got to get match toughened. So I know he goes out on the practice range, and obviously he did pretty well at the Masters. But, you know, doesn't he need match practice and be out there playing rather than practicing? Why hasn't he played this week and, you know, to sort of hone his game?
Because he still thinks he's Tiger Woods of 99 and 2000 would be my only answer. Look, I'm trying to get inside Tiger's head. He probably thinks he's Superman still. And he's not Superman anymore. I don't think he's in the top 100 players in the world. He has to get rid of that ring rust, so to speak. He needs to play in tournaments and the whole 10-foot putts to, you know, get into the lead and the whole 10-foot putts to stay on the leaderboard and, you know, get in the situation where you need to birdie or, you know, shoot 2 under on the back nine to even make cuts. I mean, that's the sort of play that he needs to get involved with again. He's not that guy who we saw win four majors in a row back in 2000. He's not anymore. So if he's still thinking that he's Superman, then unfortunately he's going to come up short for a little longer. He actually has to get out and test this new action in the heat of battle.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not just me saying that, KB. That's every golf analyst in the entire world of golf are saying exactly the same stuff.
At the same time, right at the moment, they've got the ladies' tournament, the Swing and Skirts Classic.
Name that, hey? The Swing and Skirts.
And, you know, Morgan Presnell is one shot in front of Lydia Ko, who is just an extraordinary player. That every tournament, she's a bit like Tiger Woods, every tournament that she plays in, she seems to be in the, you know, the top three or four. Rarely is she not in contention, so she's one shot behind. I think she's playing the last hole now. Morgan Presnell is, I think, playing behind her. So this one is going to go right down to the wire as well.
All right, your leaderboard must be different than mine. I've got Morgan two shots in front of Lydia Ko, and Lydia's just got two holes to play. So I'll take your word for it. Morgan Presnell, she's a pretty tough character. If you've watched the ladies' golf, you know this. She's a very tough character. You know, she has had her disappointments in the game, but I like the way she plays. And Lydia Ko, well, if she's not the most consistent sports person in the whole world, I'll give it away. Just every single week, she finds herself in the top five. I mean, I've spoken to you before about you know, the depth of the field and the ladies. The depth of the field and ladies' golf has improved significantly in the last 20 years. It's still not quite where the men are, but to finish in the top five week in, week out, when you're a schoolgirl at the highest level of any sport, is pretty impressive.
No, you're right, Marco. She is two shots in front now. I think Lydia failed to convert at the previous hole. So two shots in front, so she's in the van at the moment. Just before we go,
yes.
A lot of SMS are saying, did you stay to the end of the game on Saturday?
KB, you're not going to believe this, but I had to work a function and I actually left before the game even started. Can you believe that?
You left the game before it started?
Before it even started. Now,
Go to the game to leave before it started?
Well, because I was doing a function for Collingwood, but before I left, I was looking at Kelly, who is now just 100% into sport, was bemoaning the fact that I was going without him to the football, and he said, can you come back and watch the game with me, Dad? Mm. Now, my boy, who is 5 years old, has never spoken like that to me before in my whole life. So when that invitation is on the table, I'm sorry, but I did leave the game and I came back and we watched the game together and had a terrific afternoon. So I apologise if that's hurt anyone's feelings.
Oh, well, a lot of people have said they saw you jumping into the Mercedes, of course, from...
from Barry Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, from Craig Howard down there. They saw you jumping into your Mercedes well before the final siren, but, well, it was well before because it's before the start of the game.
Yeah. Well, look, the new demonstrators, KB, that I'm always in, the 250...
You've lost your love for Collingwood, haven't you?
No, I have not lost my love for Collingwood. I was jumping around the...
Chasing money.
I was jumping around like an idiot, KB, back at home. Hey, a little bit of history too. Can I just give you a little bit of history because it's significant?
Yes.
The Volvo China Open on the European Tour, of course, and where all our tournaments should be. They should all be on the European Tour. But for the first time in history, a Chinese golfer has won the China Open on home soil. That's huge since it's been a European Tour event. So that's Ashen Wu. That's huge. That's significant, KB. That'll be a celebrated victory. And the first time that we've seen that. So congratulations to that player.
Well, they've got a very good girl playing on the ladies' tour in Shen Shen Fang, and she's an outstanding player, and I think she's probably top five. Or in fact, she's actually fourth at the moment.
You astound me.
Shen Shen Fang. And,
how do you have time to watch? I mean, I know I've got a family and I watch as much sport. How on earth do you know about Chinese golfers? On the women's circuit?
Well, she's a star. She's a star, and she's she's won, and... So, I mean, the fact that, you know, a man has won the China Open for the first time goes to show that...
When it's on the European Tour, yeah.
They're building golf courses over there every day, you know. That's where everyone goes these days, to build a golf course.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, they're bulldozing a few as well that aren't so successful. So the ones that are being built in the right areas, they're thriving. And other ones, you know, in China, they've tried to... They've found a few sandy areas in the boondocks of China, and they'll think that maybe players will just come to them like they do at Barnboogle and, you know, Ocean Dunes and all these other places that they're building golf courses in remote locations. It works for traditional golf countries, but hasn't been working so well in China. You know, they're building these golf courses out in the remote areas and no one seems to get up there. So those ones are being bulldozed, but the ones that are being built in the right places, they're thriving.
Mark Allen, of course. Thanks for that, Marco. Always brought you by Mercedes-Benz Buick, out in Berwick, I should say. And Strickson Golf. Great golf ball too, and great clubs as well. Thanks, Marco.